What a perfect day to play left, right there. Tip the kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the
park. And you are back inside my Fix It Up life, and there's nothing to me like sitting down with a magazine.
There isn't?
I love sitting down with a magazine. Even when I edited magazines.
You know, I want to call you on that. That's wrong because you like to do everything standing up. And there is nothing like sitting down with a magazine for you because you don't do that.
Because I don't do it. I will admit mea culpa to that.
Yes.
I often read at the kitchen counter. And a weird habit, I start from the back.
You do.
And I flip backwards.
Yes.
It makes the stories hard to follow. And then the room was beautiful.
Well, you'd be doing very well if you were reading in Japanese because that's how they write their books. But I don't think that's how we're all, like, we're doing it here.
I believe that our guest, Sarah Peterson, who is the editor-in-chief of HGTV magazine, might bring a different approach to her publication. Sarah, what do you say?
I hear that a lot. A lot of people read magazines like that. I do that sometimes. Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people read magazines like that.
See, I am.
As far as putting the magazine together, publishing, we're going to stick to front to back.
Front to back.
Very chronological around here.
I believe it. And with the absolute staggering sheer number of stories you have in there on just an awesome variety of topics, I realize
well, that's what the readers have responded to well, too, and that was always the mission from day one. We wanted to be a, call ourselves a home lifestyle magazine and not only do a great job representing this super popular brand called HGTV, but make its own magazine that was very dense and very multi-topic. So when it came to life at home, it had to be more than just decorating and makeovers, although we love those, but we have to tackle every topic that you deal with every day as a homeowner or a renter. You're dealing with lawn mowing. You're dealing with laundry. You're dealing with light bulbs. You know, all kinds of stuff that you need to be aware of and you need help with all around your home. So it's we always thought of it as a multi-topic home lifestyle magazine that could help you with your daily life at home, not just if you're going through a big project like remodeling your kitchen, but how do you get through the day, a little better with some home tips and advice and friendly, fun help?
Well, and I love that. And I have to ask you because, you know, you created this magazine from a, you know, TV network and the whole thing. And how much of the magazine has spilled into your own home life where you're at home and, you know, everybody has little things they have to fix up and little problems they encounter. And are you just like an encyclopedia of every HGTV tip like that's ever been created?
Projects. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not just for the magazine to kind of test things out. I was trying some cleaning tips that someone gave us in an article. I was testing those out the other day. We've gotten a bunch of tools in the office I wanted to test out. There were some design ideas that came in from a very crafty person with some paint ideas, and I love to paint, so I wanted to try those. So, you know, we're constantly, as editors, with all this talent around us, we're constantly bombarded with all these great ideas that we want to try in our own homes and then hopefully share with readers.
And you've been a lifestyle editor for a while, but working, you know, being the editor of HGTV magazine, do you find that more of your friends and family are calling you up? You know, like the doctor that your friend
and
is
I tell them to go read the magazine and watch HGTV. that's where all the answers are. Sometimes, but I do, you know, at the office, I would say we try, when you ask me, like, where do you get ideas, how do you want to get ideas for the magazine, we talk a lot about it just in the office. We share all kinds of stories. What are we all doing at home? What are the problems that are coming up? What battles are we doing in our own yards? What can we not figure out in our own homes? What do we need help with? And that generates a lot of story ideas. And then we meet with the HGTV hosts and also the DIY Network hosts because we feature both of those talent pools in the magazine. And we ask them the same questions. What are you working on in your homes? You're a real person with a real house. You must have real problems. Tell us about yours. Are you remodeling anything? Have you learned anything during that remodel? And sometimes story ideas come from that, what they're doing in their own homes, and sometimes just what people are asking them more and more about.
Well, I love this because I'm looking at part of the October-November issue, and it looks like a picture of Sabrina Soto that's like cleaning under her couch.
Oh, yes.
And that's kind of hilarious
to me. Because we were talking to her. She lives in New York, and so sometimes she's easier to get together with and talk because we're in New York, too. So we were at an event, and she was talking about how much she likes to clean and how it's this kind of a stress-free activity for her. She kind of gets all her energy out. And I said, well, that's a great story because we don't want to just talk about how you decorate your home and what pillows you buy, but how do you live in your home and how do you keep it running smoothly and how does it keep you happy and energized and proud? So she was saying, oh, I love to clean. I really do. I said, let's do a story about that. I want to hear all your cleaning tips. And she said, oh, I'm a neat freak. I organize everything. I have labels in my closet. And I said, that sounds great. That is a story. So she vacuumed. She cleaned her mirror. We went over there with the camera. And it turned out to be a great story that has a lot of real life tips. I mean, this is a very talented designer who is on television, but you know what? She cleans her own house, and she has a squeegee and a cleaning closet like you wouldn't believe. So I want to know from her.
Is it like tricked out like a SWAT team trailer?
You know, she has a closet that has like a shoe organizer on the back of it, and then little caddy bins. It's all the pockets are filled with all these neat products and tools and things like, I learned so much. She uses a lint roller to clean off her speakers, you know, things like that. Little tricks like that are just so valuable to people who, you know, cleaning your house is hard and you're always looking for better ways to do it. So I thought it was great for readers to see how the pros do it.
Well, that's definitely something that everybody will want to check out in the October-November issue. And then there's something else, too, I'm curious about is Thanksgiving with a twist. Now, shaking up your holiday, you know, I've seen so many every year.
Tablescaping.
You know, all this
stuff.
The whole stuff. How are we going to shake it up?
It's a holiday that doesn't come with a lot of activities, right?
And yes,
it's
well,
sort
eating.
Of, it can be a little slow. And we were talking about that around the office. You know, how can you... Because we want to have fun at home. And I mean, if you're not having fun at home, where are you having fun, you know? So you're having people over, you're hosting Thanksgiving, or you're going to someone else's house for Thanksgiving. What are some ideas that some other stylish people or creative people we know, what are they doing in their own homes? You know, it goes back to what are people, how are they living in their own homes, and can we get any ideas from them? So we just started asking a bunch of people, what are your fun, you know, twists on tradition. Maybe you don't serve a pumpkin pie. Maybe you serve pumpkin ice cream on brownies. I don't know. Maybe you have a special tabletop decoration. Maybe you play a fun game with the kids. And I think we got a lot of fresh ideas. And I've certainly done Thanksgiving decorating stories for years and years and years. And I know how, you know, it's easy to be cliche and you think you've heard it all. So we really try to get fresh, never heard of those ideas before.
Fun.
I mean, I want it to be a fun magazine that lifts your spirits and you feel like, oh, that was entertaining. You know, you're learning a lot along the way, but it's supposed to be a fun, light, entertaining read.
Well, one thing that I do for Thanksgiving, Mark's
going
to get...
You should see this hand signals going on over here. I mean, we're literally... I don't know...
I gesture a lot, too. I can totally picture it.
Yeah, I'm going to steal a third and another couple of hand
gestures.
Well,
you know, we're married, and so there's a lot of gesturing that happens. No, but for Thanksgiving, one thing that I like to do every year is to stuff a pumpkin, because I'm a vegetarian, and I don't do the whole turkey thing. So that's, like, you know, my twist on it. But
what do you stuff your pumpkin with?
No, with vegetables, and actually with the pumpkin. So, you know, taking all the pumpkin out of inside the pumpkin and then cooking it and making like this delicious.
See, if we had asked you, we would have totally put that on the story. Yep.
That
sounds
so
great.
Nice.
I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show right now.
Well, either way, it's fine.
How long have you been married? Did you say how long you've been married?
Oh, how long have we married, honey?
We've been married 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
Fourth year of bliss.
Yes, it's blissful bliss.
It is. Every day is perfect.
It is perfect.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
it's like Sesame Street. Every morning we start off with a little song.
Every project you do is flawless.
Oh, yeah.
Every home improvement repair job you've ever tackled has gone.
And please and thank you, yes.
No bumps.
No. And you know what?
That's a great way to bond, though.
And we don't even need a cleaning project. We don't need a cleaning closet either, because everything just is clean. It's just naturally perfect. Right, honey?
Yeah, so if you're doing another cleaning feature, don't call us. Because it's just spontaneous clean bustion over here.
Yes, because of all the love.
Well, I want to
everybody has their own talents. I mean, we find that with the talent of HGTV, too. You know, there's some people, we have a section in the magazine called Real Estate Spy. And it's fun. Like, people like to watch HGTV for the house prices and house hunters and sort of play along. You know, oh, what would this house cost if I lived here? Or what house are they going to pick? Or how much money are they going to earn on their reno? And that's a fun section for us because people can learn a lot about what they can do in their own homes and how they can spend their money well on renovations. Like, I think in October, November, there's a story from the Property Brothers who have a story on 10 renovation no-nos. Mm-hmm. And I like that story because they're talking about mistakes people make, you know, and sometimes you can learn a lot by what not to do.
Oh, for sure.
As you, I'm sure, could teach a lot of people, you know, learning the hard way sometimes is the best way, right?
Sometimes the hard way is the only way.
You kind of have to do it, mess up, and then you know how to do it right.
Oh, that's super cool. And I want to pick up on something you said earlier, which you got a bunch of tools in the office, and I'm a tool nut on this end, and just kind of want to get a vibe for what your tool coverage is like and what we can expect to see.
Yeah. Well, every issue we have a very popular column. It's called Talk to a Tool Man, and that's with Chip Wade. We might invite some other tool women in the network to participate in that column, but he answers questions from readers about Little Fix It. You know, should you do it yourself? Should you hire a pro? That kind of thing. And even if you are going to hire a pro, you know, you want to arm yourself with the information so you can hire the pro the right way and make sure that he or she is doing the job you want. You know, and also, tools are big for us, too. People like to know, you know, what should they have on hand. In December issue, not October, November, but December, the next issue, we have a story called The Ultimate Tool Collection. And I'm really excited about this because you do want to know a lot of times from the professional, like, what's the tool you can't live without? You know, if you just had to take one to that deserted island, what would you take? And we've asked a bunch of HGTV hosts and DIY network hosts, what tool, one tool they could nominate for this collection, what would it be? And it's just this really big master collection. It's probably 14 tools and everything in there. If you had these 14 tools, you could just do it all. And I think that's such an valuable, all that talent and all that experience going into one article. I just think it's a lot of power in that one tool story. And I think readers are going to like it. There's so many choices out there of what to buy. I'm not always sure what screwdriver to buy, but if someone tells me this is the reason it's the best, I'm definitely interested to know why I should have it.
Now,
so that's a good tool story coming up.
Now, I have kind of a sneaky little question to ask you. Being the editor of a magazine and your mom being an English teacher, is there like any strange, like, does she ever call you up and say,
that
well,
should be a semicolon.
Well, honey, yeah.
I'm on the what did you say? I didn't hear that part.
Does your mom being an English teacher, does she ever call?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any pressure?
No, but you know what? My mom is a DIY. She's good at that stuff. I mean, I have to call her sometimes. I mean, she knows what she's doing. And she's fixed a water heater. She's remodeled the kitchen. She's painted houses inside and out. She cleans her own gutters. I mean, mows her own lawn. This woman doesn't need my advice. And she's watched a lot of DIY and a lot of HGTV. So I come from a family of do-it-yourselfers. And you hire people if you have to, but you should know if you have to how to hire that person correctly. So when I do hire someone, I'm always the one in the room, you know, watching them. What are you doing? What tool is that? What is that for? How do you do that? Now, I know you need a masonry drill. Is that a masonry drill? You know, like I don't step back and just say, oh, you just do what you need to do. I pay attention.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Arm yourself.
And I think women should do that more often. You know, sometimes you feel like, oh, am I in the way? I'm just going to step out while this plumber is messing around with my toilet. I don't want to sit there and watch him. But you know what? You're paying him. Watch what he's doing and see what he's doing. Maybe you can learn that it wasn't that big of a fix and you could try it on your own next time. Maybe it wouldn't work, but you could try.
That's such good advice because I agree with you wholeheartedly about, you know, women should not be wait around for your husband's boyfriend's dads to help you and to come over right. and to fix little things. You should learn how to do simple things yourself.
Yeah.
But we have
I might not know how to saw everything, but I know straight. I know when something's straight and when something's crooked, and I know when somebody's putting tools where they shouldn't, you know. So you just kind of just keep your eyes open, that's all. And I just ask questions. I mean, I'm paying them, so I want to know what that tool is.
I love it. Well, you should change your tagline with my unsolicited advice. Fun, fast, easy makeovers, and empowerment. And I'm going to empower.
Maybe I will. That's a good Ed Note column, I think. I think that's a good one. He just gave me an idea.
Well, there you go. So everybody listening, follow Sarah at HGTV Mag Sarah on Twitter. And we have to go to break. Check out the current issue of HGTV Magazine.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Live.